It's Monday News listeners and time, of course, for your Monday installment of the BTN News Show. Hope you enjoyed your weekend. It's the 20th of March, 2023. Got the best in tech that happened over the weekend, and it's coming your way right now in less than 5 minutes. Here we were a week ago with Google accusing Samsung of, you know, security risk because of their modems. And now we're talking about security risk for Google's own Pixel phone. Yes, this security flaw is affecting Pixel's default screen editing utility. It was actually spotted by the folks not only at Android Police, but also 9to5 Google as well. Now, this security flaw makes it possible for somebody to partially recover PNG screenshots that's actually edited in markup. Even say you've used the tool to crop or squiggle out name, addresses, credit card numbers. And I'm sure we all know somebody dumb enough out there to actually put this information online with it all scratched out. Well, apparently there's a way to unscratch it. And if this bad actor does it, can completely reverse all of those changes. Now, strangely enough, this is not the first time this bug has been around. It actually emerged 5 years ago. And that was the time when Google introduced markup with Android's 9 Pie update. Well, now the bug is rearing its head once again. Now, thankfully, Google's actually already issued a patch for the Pixel 4a, the 5a, 7, and 7 Pro. Unfortunately, though, for those other devices that are affected by the vulnerability, it's unclear when they're going to get their patch. Setting default apps in Windows 11. I'm sure our users out there are going, yeah, not a piece of cake. Well, amazingly, it looks like the folks over at Microsoft, they're actually listening to you. Spotted in a blog post, the company said it is reaffirming our long-standing approach to put people in control of their Windows PC experience. Oh yeah, you can definitely tell this is written from their PR department. This new feature, it said, will ensure Windows 11 users are in control of changes to their default apps. And later this year, yeah, you heard that correctly, it ain't happening today, the company will introduce a new Deep Link Uniform Resource Identifier that will allow developers to send users to the correct selection of the settings menu when they want to change how Windows 11 responds to specific links and file types. In other words, you'll be able to set your default apps the way you want to later this year, hopefully. They also said it will give users more control over what apps get pinned to their desktop, the start menu, and taskbar with this new public API. And finally, yeah, a bit of a short news weekend. Though this is big news for Amazon. They're getting sued. At least in the state of New York. This actually all goes back to 2021, which in where a law took effect in New York City actually requires businesses to post if they're collecting consumers' biometric information. You know, like facial scans and fingerprints. Well, it looks like Amazon wasn't really telling people that. Oops. And now, because of this, they're facing a proposed class action lawsuit that accuses the company of failing to inform the customers about this in their Go cashierless stores. Now, I'm sure a lot of you in New York right now that listen to the show saying, wait a minute, I've seen some signs in there. Yeah, they did finally get there. But this lawsuit is alleging that these activities took place well before they put those signs up. In fact, a year before they put those signs up. Now, a lot of lawyers out there are actually saying this outcome could depend on whether the court actually sees someone's body shape and size as biometric information. Because apparently, that's all the information they would have got. At least, according to Amazon. We'll sit back and see how this one plays out. If you got a story and no one else is listening, well, we'd love to hear from you. Send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Do you love the new show? We could use your support so we can keep this train a rolling. Please head to patreon.com/BTN News and be it $1 a month, $5 a month, $10 a month. Every little bit helps. And regardless of how much you contribute to the new show, every Patreon supporter gets the weekend edition of the new show exclusively for them. Don't forget, we're part of the British Tech Network, so head to britishtechnetwork.com and check out not only this show, but the Mac Show and the Big Show as well. Follow BTN on Twitter at British Tech and come by the community and join the Slack room today at britishtech.slack.com. The new show back at your way for your Tuesday edition tomorrow. We might be a little bit later than usual tomorrow, just to give you a little heads up. However, though, we will definitely get you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, let's start the week off well, shall we? Have a great Monday, and thank you so much as always for listening and supporting the new show.